This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, assalamu alaikum and hello friends. Welcome to Global Kids with Khaled on ORFM Youth Zone, where we explore the world together through stories, adventures and smiles. Assalamu alaikum and hello everyone. Welcome back to Global Kids with Khaled. Today I'm with Hima from Japan. She's a homestay student here in Dunedin. And she goes to Trinity Catholic College and she's in year 11. Hima, welcome to the show. Can you say hi to everyone and tell us how you're feeling today?
Hi to everyone. My feeling is so nervous because at first time radio show.
Oh, yeah, first time radio show is like really nervous. Nini was also nervous. Let's dive into our first segment. Around the World with Khaled. Okay, Hima, tell me the story. When did you arrive in New Zealand? And what was the very first thing you noticed?
When I arrived in New Zealand 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And when I arrived in New Zealand, I saw so many steep streets.
Yeah.
I was so surprised. Surprised.
And was it hard for you to get into airplanes and stuff?
No, it's fine. I have so many, get on airplane many times. So, not hard, but nervous. Yeah.
Yeah, I felt really nervous when I came to New Zealand. What's been the most surprising thing about living in Dunedin so far?
I saw Dunedin is so countryside, but
yeah,
actually not countryside. My school near the mosque, there is the Dunedin City Center. That's not too much big, but I thought Dunedin is countryside, so. Oh, that's big. I think.
Yeah. Dunedin is still good and beautiful. And homestay question: What's one thing your homestay family that made you feel really welcome?
I feel not homesick, but
not homestay. Homestay. Yeah, like us homestay family.
What's feel?
Huh? Yeah. What's one thing your homestay family does that made you feel really welcome?
It was like, I have no siblings, so like my host family is 2 younger sister and brother. I'm so happy, like.
Yeah, me and Zahi.
Yeah.
Me too, because it's really nice that I'm not bored. Now I'm not bored because it's really nice that we have got 2 homestay students and we play and everything. And we play lots of card games like Tramp and the Spoon Game and all those games. And what's the one thing you miss from Japan that you wish you could teleport here?
I want to take my friends. My friends speaks English so very much. So when I was confused English, I want to take my friends.
And when I first came here, I also made some friends, and they could just help me. School question. What feels most different at Trinity compared to school in Japan?
the like, Trinity Catholic College student is so friendly. Like when I came here at first time, everyone say hello. So I was nervous, but not nervous. Like kind people, so many smile.
Yeah, really, really kind. But in Japan, there are kind people too, right?
Yeah, kind people. But Japan has like so many group in school, like girls group and boys group, like separate. But
but
here is not separate. Boys and girls
like a public school, but it's good. Boys and girls are like good, like separated.
Yeah.
If I visited, what subject do you enjoy the most here, and what subject is the hardest?
My favorite subject is dance. Because in Japan school is not class in dance, but here is dance class. So I like it. Most hardest subject is science. Science is many like difficult word to for me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, like I confuse many time.
Yeah, me too. When we do science classes, like we do science classes on. We don't do it every day. We do it like on Tuesdays. We do music and science on Tuesday, and you know my favorite subject is also music, dancing, and singing, but it's also but my hardest subject is also science. I visited Japan with you as my guy. Where would you take me first, and what food would you make me try immediately?
I want to take Universal Studios Japan in Osaka. Like, have you been to Disneyland in Japan? No?
No, not in Japan, but in US.
Disneyland is also good, but in Japan, my house, there is Universal Studio Japan, similar to Disneyland, but, you can meet Sanrio character.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, that's good.
I love Sanrio characters.
And food? Food is tempura, do you know?
Tempura?
Yeah, like fried vegetable and fish and chicken and mix it and put in the oil. And that like, fry, but it is so good.
Yeah, I'll try it. Maybe we can make it at home when we go back home.
Yeah.
Have you traveled anywhere in New Zealand yet? If yes, what's been your favorite place and why do you like it?
No, at first time.
Oh, so you haven't like been to any cities?
In New Zealand?
Yeah. Have you been to Christchurch, City, any?
No. Past airplane, like Christchurch, but not travel. Just like passed away.
Oh, okay, yeah, but it's like, is it your favorite? Like, what's been your favorite place?
I went to Te Anau as my school trip. It was so fun. Like so many beautiful nature, and only here maybe. I can see, not Japan. Yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I know. Timor is really beautiful. Like, my good friend lives here, and sometimes we visit her and have 2 to 3 days sleepover. Teach me one Japanese word that you actually use in real life, and tell me when should I say it.
I know
konnichiwa, but something else.
Okay. When you said, I think so, in Japan, sore no. Like, you want to say, I think so.
Yeah.
Japanese people use it, sore no.
Oh, I know.
Oh, you know?
Yes, I have travel phrase cards, Japanese mm-hmm. travel phrase cards, and I learned the words. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, that's a good word. I know.
And it was spent on the teenager. Teen. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, same my age and student. Not adult, for adult, but yeah, student hopefully use it.
Yeah, I know. Like, they should use it. It's like a really good word to like use.
Yeah.
Oh. And yeah.
So like, do you know like Baskin Robbins in Japanese?
Yes. Yeah. No. Not like in Japanese, but no, I don't know.
Like Japanese sounds 31. Like English word is Baskin Robbins, but different word in Japan, like 31. Yeah.
31?
Yeah.
Okay. Last one for the segment. What's one funny moment you've had in New Zealand for so far? Like as a home student with me and Zavi or at school?
That's cool. I was surprised the things. Like,
what's one funny like moment?
Funny.
Maybe in the homestay.
Yeah, in the homestay. I said I have no sibling, so every night like saying something. So yeah. I was funny. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that funny moment yesterday. Okay, now it's time for the most fun part of the show. Kurit's Kids Corner. Kurit's Kids Corner. Hima, I'm going to do just a few games. Ready?
Yeah.
No long thinking. First, we'll be doing a game of Would You Rather. Would you rather have a pet that can talk or a pet that can fly?
Pet can talk.
And would you rather eat only sweet food for a day or only salty food for a day?
Salty all day. I don't like sweet food.
You don't?
Yeah, but I like, but not too sweet.
Yeah, me neither. I've also chose salty. I like mild and everything.
Yeah.
Would you rather be able to pause time for 10 seconds or fast like go to the future for 10 seconds?
Go to the future. I want to go the future.
For 10 seconds only though.
10 seconds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather have a phone that never runs out of battery or headphones that make any song amazing?
Had song any for amazing?
I would choose the phone that never runs out of battery because then I mean I can make that song amazing. I don't have to like make it with my headphones.
Yeah.
Now we're gonna play an emoji story game. So I say three emojis and you make up a tiny story.
Okay.
Happy emoji, cloud, raining emoji, where there's a cloud and there's rain, and noodles emoji.
Okay. Rainy day, but rainy day, I feel, but my feeling is my feeling was bad, but my mother bought noodle. I like noodle, so I'm happy tonight.
Oh, that's a great story.
Yeah.
Cat, yeah. Backpack, school bus.
When I go to school, I saw the cat, and I want to have cat. And when I arrive the school, I show the cat for my friend.
But what about it's cat, backpack, and school bus?
So, take cat.
Yeah.
For school.
Put it in my school bag.
Yeah.
And take it to school secretly. The moon, music, and ice cream.
It's difficult. Okay. At night, I eat ice cream while listening to music.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
Now we're going to be playing a video relay game. What has to be broken before you can use it?
What? One more time.
What has to be broken before you can use it?
Has to be broken.
It's like, should you need a hint? It's like a type of food, but you have to break it, crack it to make.
What's that?
No, you can't give hints, huh?
I don't know. Cracky.
Yes, you have to crack it and then put it in the bowl, and then put some pepper, salt, and then cook it, fry it. It's so easy. Should I tell you? An egg.
Egg.
Yeah, you can't eat a raw egg, just eat it like that. You have to, crack it. You have to break it and then open it, and it goes. What goes up but never comes back down?
Like?
It's not a thing. It's something about you, me, everyone else. It's numbers. It goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah?
And it cannot go down. Like, there's no way possible it can go down.
8?
Yes. Yes, you got it. What has a face and 2 hands, but no arms or legs? This one's a really hard one.
Hand? Oh, one more time.
What has a face and 2 hands, one big hand and 1 small hand, but no arms or legs?
That's alien. What's that?
Can I tell you? Do you need a hint?
It
can be nearly like square or circle shape, but it can be like good shapes. And it has numbers all around it. Around it. Until 12. Until 12.
What? Huh? What?
Should I tell you? A clock.
Clock?
Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Until 12. Okay, now we'll be playing a quick fire game. And it's like 5 second answers, and I'll say it, and you have to quickly give me an answer. A snack you love.
Candy.
A song you like right now.
Japanese hip-hop.
Something you think is funny in English.
That's hard. Meow.
Meow? Do you think damn is funny? No? Okay, meow is funny. One thing you want to try in New Zealand before you leave.
I want to go to Queenstown.
Queenstown, yeah. Also, did Nene also say that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I really want to.
Yeah, we're going to go to Queenstown, didn't you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we're going to slow down a little and move on to our next segment. Let's talk life. Hima, what's something you've learned about yourself since moving into a new country?
Making new friend.
Yes.
Is difficult. But making new friend is easier for me, but it's difficult to like closer friend.
Yeah, not to like bring closer, but yeah. Yeah, it takes time to bring friends closer. What's one kind thing someone has done for you in Dunedin that you'll remember?
Dunedin?
Yeah, like staying with the homestay family or, you know, like something in school that happened. But one nice thing that you'll always remember and, But only in Dunedin.
I made Indian friends. Like, I'm not come here. I never have met
Indian.
Yeah, people. Indian people. So, yeah.
So you'll always remember that?
Yes.
Yes. If a kid wants to make a new friend at school, what's your best tip?
Like every day smiling and it not depends on people, like everyone to say hi, like not nervous, like yeah, making smile is best.
Being happy and, you know, always remembering that.
Yes.
You don't have to get ahead of people. I mean, you do have to get ahead of people, but yeah, just also think about yourself too. What do you want people in New Zealand to understand about Japan?
Tell New Zealand people. Tell New Zealand people, yeah.
Yeah.
Japan has so many, like, kind people. But New Zealand too, that depends to like
different type of kind, right?
Yeah, understand people feeling like maybe you are tired, but so Japanese people understand people's feeling.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why Japanese think kind.
I that's why I want to go to Japan and Thailand, because, you know, I've heard that they're really nice people, and lots of, if you're a girl, you'll definitely want to go to Japan, because great tip is like, it's really Sanrio-ish.
Yeah,
that's where Sanrio characters are made from. Okay, Hima, thank you so much for coming on Global Kids with Kidded. I love talking to you today. And last question. If you could send one message to kids listening right now, what would you say? Be nice, be kind.
Yeah, be nice. Like, thank you for coming. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, thank you so much. And also, thank you for everyone listening. And Hima, until next time, kia ora and the office.
Thank you for exploring the world with me on Global Kids with Skidit on ORFM Youth Zone. Join me for more adventures next time. You can find our podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on oar.org.nz. This is Khirid signing off. Kia ora, ala hafiz, and goodbye.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.